This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I've had some zen moments while out in the garden doing some light weeding. I can get completely lost in some random thoughts or listening to wildlife. Today, let's talk about those weeds in your yard that are actually edible. Call it the Lazy Gardener's Veggie Garden. I discovered that purslane is edible and apparently tasty, at least to one University of Minnesota professor. Mind you, he knows for sure it's purslane and urges anyone that thinks they should randomly munch on things in their yard to be certain of what they're eating. I'll have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com, to help you identify those edibles. Purslane leaves and stems are a nice addition to salads. You can also steam them or add them to soups and stews. Spurge sometimes grows near purslane, and that's one weed you don't want to eat. Dandelions are well-known edibles. Every part of the dandelion is edible from spring to fall. The leaves are best when picked in spring before they become bitter. The flowers can be made into wine, and the taproot can be eaten like a root vegetable. I'll have a link from my website to another site that talks all about wild plants to eat and how they can be eaten. Then there's burdock, a plant that at first glance looks like rhubarb. It's not. However, you can eat its deep beige, thick taproot like a potato. The leaves, not so tasty. Clover makes a great tea. Lamb's quarter is a relative to spinach and beets. The leaves are loaded with beta carotene, calcium, potassium, and iron. Be sure to check out gardenbite.com, and now you can be a weed eater. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.